my barbecue is set up with natural gas and it's on a portable cart. I've got about a 10-foot hose, so that would be a lot of stainless steel braid to put on.
Turns out that I happen to have a big hunk of it from, I don't know, some project I was doing where I was covering hoses with stainless.
Well, it could have been something with hydraulic hoses and you were worried about them chafing.
Okay, chafing? Something like that. I don't know what it was, but I had a big piece of hose and it still had the braid on it. And just slipped it right off. So it was another $25 for a regulator. Then I also had to do a repair to the barbecue. The Weber has this rectangular funnel-shaped tray underneath the burner assembly that if anything drips down, it goes into this funnel piece and then it collects and goes into a small little aluminum tray. And that piece slides in and out like on two sliding brackets that are mounted to the underside of the firebox. Apparently those brackets had rotted away over the years and the tray finally came down, so I got some aluminum stock out and I made some new brackets for it.
Okay, sounds like your barbecue's been repaired and serviceable for another year. How's the firebox itself looking? It might be time to start considering a new machine.
Weber. Fine. Stainless steel burners. If I could probably go for a new set of stainless flavorizer bars. But no. The grates, the burners, the burner assembly, everything is fine. The only thing that somewhere down the road it's going to need some work is the actual frame that holds the firebox up. But that barbecue has got to be at least 20 years old, and it's still perfect. I mean, it works. Turn on the gas, hit the igniter, lights right up. They were built to last. They weren't built to be like these charbroils that only last a couple of years and then rot away.
Yeah, from something I saw when I lit mine up for the first time the other day, I got a feeling it's time for me to buy a new burner. I have that H-style burner, and I've got a left and right gas port. I have a feeling the connection between the two left and right burners has rotted away, so it's turned the whole thing on or turned nothing on.
I have three separate burner tubes, and they're made out of stainless, and I gave a light wipe with the wire brush, and all the holes look perfect. Everything looked good. Flames are still nice and small and blue like they're supposed to be, so I guess it's working.
Oh, all my work. You know, the whole thing lights up. That's not the problem. But I should be able to light up the left side and the right side independently. Internal to this H-shaped burner, there's supposed to be a wall separating left and right side. That wall, I don't think exists anymore, because I lit one side and the whole burner lit up.
That's because they make that internal wall out of a piece of cheap steel.
Yeah, well, I know from last year that if I take out the ceramic briquettes and lift up that lower grate, I'm going to have to replace the lower grate also, get to the burner assembly, because that thing was on its last leg last year.
So, little maintenance, you'll have it all set and ready for July 4th.
Yeah, I think I'll take a ride over to Jetmore and buy some parts and change it maybe this weekend.
Whose barbecue is it? Charm Glow, Charm Broil, who?
I forget the name, it was MH something.
Might be able to find parts for it, like at Home Depot or Ace Hardware. They carry a lot of barbecue, universal stuff. Yeah, but if I go over to Jetmore, I'll get the actual parts for that barbecue. Okay. Sounds like a deal. Sounds like a deal. So, did you win your auction? Yes, I did. Was it for what you drove the bid up to, or did you have to kick a little more? It stayed under my maximum price. So, with shipping and all, it cost me $33. Alright, so, you saved like $7 over, buy it now. So, excellent. Excellent. Where's it coming in from? Cyprus. The guy was selling off his father's ham gear. And this was never used, so he's got some adapters on it already. I have the others in the house. Because remember I said this thing had N-type connectors on it.
Next, tonight at 8:30 W2.
You did say Cyprus, like in Greece, right? Easy, your. Okay. Should be very interesting. Let's see how long it takes to get here. Alright, so that's good. So you can have everything else all ready to go. And, it's just a matter of having a couple of hours on the weekend to throw it all together. It shouldn't take me longer than about 15, 20 minutes because I got the cables already. I believe between the adapters that's coming with it, the adapters that I have, I got all the adapters I need because I got the SMA, the B and C coming in the mail now. Alright, so very good. Very good indeed. So you could even turn around and play with it in the house while you're waiting for the duplexer. I don't have a 440 antenna up on my roof, so that's a no-no. I thought you had a dual band stick up there. No, that stick is monoband, 2 meter only. Well, okay. I guess. So where are you at now? I'm crawling slow to the four laner. Well, I came through there a long time ago. I was going through there when you were getting gas. And I was cruising in that area at 60. Right before the trench, we came down to 20, and now I'm at 40 in the trench. Alright, well, I'm doing a big 10 over here in the four laner. Let me know if we get in range of the Western Digital, and we'll switch over to that. I'm in range of it now, so if you you wanna go over there, enter BPN.
WQVL repeater.
No problem. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Lou. parked a big truck, got in my Jeep, I'm heading home, and I'm off all this week in preparation for field day. So, got a lot of stuff to take care of still. Gotta go and pick up some nice pork shoulders, get them stuffed up, and a few other little errands. But, looking forward to it. The weather report is right now possibly a little bit of rain on Friday and a little bit of rain on Sunday, but nothing too serious. So, should be a good weekend. Bad Jay.
Good morning, Rich. So, most importantly, how's the little radio? How's the DMR radio? Did you get it running?
Yep, I got the code plug that I guess you had posted up. Basically, it's the Limark information in it. I downloaded the contact, well, the contact list was in there. Well, I got to still add some of the newest people into it. And I also was able to successfully upgrade the firmware. It took a long time before I could do it because I'm running a netbook for my radios, and there's no drive on that. So I know I had linked up my netbook to my wife's laptop through our home network and was able to access drives on previous occasions when I was trying to install software. For some reason, Friday night, I was spending several hours, I couldn't do it. So I gave up. Saturday morning, I got up early, went back downstairs, tried it again. This time it worked. So the software's all installed, and the radio works great, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, yeah, there goes my mind. We talked Saturday while you were at the mall. Jeez, sorry. Lou, over to you. And Rich, do you ever think of using a flash drive? That works great with a netbook. You simply copy the CD onto your flash drive on your wife's computer, you plug it in, and then there's no issue.
ED2ESY.
ED2ESY recognized. Good morning. I found, you know, I have not been listening to the TechNet recently, but last night I found very interesting. I found the info that you put in, Rich, was very good, but it's amazing. the excitement that's going on now. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. Yes, why name. But anyway, wait a little bit. There's a station that may be trying to get in from Staten Island. Then you pick it up, give it over to K2UPS, that's going to send to work you.
Good morning, thank you. It's KD2ESY Andy here. 27 is getting into hot hog. Voice sounds funny, sorry, I'm trying to get over a head cold here. Good morning, Richie. Good morning, Jay. I heard you up at 440. Listen out, and I heard Rich. Rich, thanks for sending the mail. I got that same voice to Jay also. I wanted to get in. Rich, I believe you're next.
All right, Andy, no problem. And you do not sound like yourself, that's for sure. So hopefully you get over this soon. And yeah, that particular radio I'm not a fan of. TYT does make some better radios. The HT that I just bought, the DMR, is a TYT. But that particular one that you had the link for, I'm not crazy about. Some guys have it, but I just, that one I don't think is worth it. So. And anyway, and Jay, I have tried that on previous occasions. I did not try that this time. I don't know why I didn't. And I was unsuccessful in doing that one time because I had a particular disc that would not allow itself to be copied. There was something on the disc, some encrypted file, that the installation program was going to look for. And you think you could copy the disc. You know, you could say disc copy. That would appear to work. But then when you try to install the software, it would repeatedly ask, what is the original? Please insert the disc. So it knew you didn't have the original one in there. That was the only time that didn't work, but I guess I just had forgotten about it and did not try the memory stick, but I'll do that next time. Jay?
All right, KC2YSK in the group. Yeah, the software from Titerra and stuff, none of it's encrypted. It's all free, so you'd have it easy. Definitely load the DMR editor that I posted because Bernie, every week or so, puts out a list of all the new member DMR numbers, and so you can actually just go and edit it right from the DMR editor. You can actually cut, paste, or whatever. What I usually do is I take what Bernie sends me and I change it around so it fits the right format for Excel or CBS, and you use that editor, you can cut out the old one and put in the new. Or you can add them one at a time. That's up to you. But, and yeah, Lou, it's really interesting, the excitement DMR has caused in the club. This is a good thing. You know, get people a little more active. And Andy, I read your email only this morning, and you do sound like you're pretty much stuffed. I was going to say the same thing Rich did. Personally, I don't see a need for 50, you know, for 6 meters. I don't know if anybody uses 6 meters around here. Every time I listen, it's dead. But there might be people. It's just, you know, it's really, for quad band radio, the two bands they stick on there besides UHF and VHF seem kind of wasted. Well, that's just my opinion. Anyway, over to you, I guess it goes, right? Or does it go to Lou? I'm not sure.
I think it's me. 6 meters is used in this area, especially since they went to digital TV, but not as active as some of the other bands. The people who use 6 meters, and I used to many years ago, that was my main band. It's a very exciting band at times. Andy? Mark you.
So what I think I'm going to do is I will essentially, I'll get a dual band for the car, and then I'll work on each desk at another point. I don't want to sacrifice quality of the band for something that says that they have quad band, but it's not really functional very well. So I'll stick with the basics for now. And then I'll just plug in there. Rich is kind enough to offer a quad band for a while. So right now, I just want to get over this cold. I'm going to push my way through work today. Sorry for the soft head I have here. 82FY, Frederick.
Hopefully you feel better than you sound. You really don't sound good, but I know that can happen when you get a head cold and it messes up your sinuses. It makes you sound a little off for a while, even though you're feeling better. It takes a while for it all to straighten itself out again, but no problem. And yeah, Lou, we're talking about the TYT quad band, the four band FM. And in my opinion, 6 meter and 10 meter FM is pretty much non-existent, even in this area. 6 meter FM, unless the band is open, and it doesn't stay open all day, it's short periods. It's not like when you were young and you had some really wild 6 meter openings that would last, you know, quite a while. That ain't happening during this sunspot cycle. We're heading down anyway. But that particular radio was reviewed and compared with its clone, or the radio that it cloned, the ASU quad band, and QSC really panned it. The quality of build, everything, they just did not like it. Yeah, it's a lot cheaper, but in my mind, it's literally just throwing your money away on that one. We'll get this straight now. He said you can borrow mine for a bit, and even if that one works out and you like that one, it'll work out something too. I don't know. Don't know if I want to get rid of it, but we shall see. But it is a good radio. Jay?
And that was the other thing. I mean, you know, it is only FM. So, you know, even though it has the two bands, you're limited to the FM side. But I have a separate antenna jack on the new rig for 50 meter, yeah, for 6 meters, rather. 50. I'm not sure I even have an antenna that I could plug in there that's set for that. So I'm just skipping that one for now. But interesting, Lou. I guess it used to be a lot more popular. And I know people that swear by the 10-meter band, and there is that little window for FM. But I don't know. You know, it's everybody to his own. And Andy, I did end up selling my radio. The one I had that I talked to you about, but so that's gone. But I'm sure you'll find something that'll work, and if Rich can loan you one, that's even better, you know, just so you get a better signal. But definitely, you do sound under the weather, so push through today and make sure you get rest and plenty of vitamin C. Lou?
Rest in Smallville.
Morning, Pete. try and stay cool, and we'll talk some more later. I guess Pete give it over to Andy. So 73 guys. Peter, go ahead. This is N2RQ clear.
Hey, very good, Lou. N2RQ, W2SCT Mobile. And Andy J, I guess you're down here. And we moved over here. Phil should be in there. I'm going to turn over to Phil next. And Phil, you can turn over to Andy. And have a good trip into the city. I hope it goes well. And nice day. Yeah, it's supposed to be a beautiful day today. So really nice. I'll enjoy. So Phil, you should be in there, and then hand it over to Andy, W2SCT Mobile.
Hey, KD2CT. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Andy. I said to Pete, I said, he's probably down on 2. You usually have a hard time upstairs. So. And Jay, nice to hear you again. Go ahead, Andy, pick it up. And good morning.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Pete. 73 Lou is probably long gone. I did want to ask that FOD doesn't do FM very well. Is it because the band is so wide? Is there a lot of interference? I don't think the dry band is more effective, but I'm not quite understanding why FM would be such a problem. I'm told that FSB is much better. Well, improve the narrowness of the band. So nobody can help me out with that. I appreciate it.
Yes. All right, well, there's basically two things that are going to hamper you with a 6-meter mobile FM. Is one, the efficiency. FM is 100% duty cycle, and single sideband is much lower than that. I think less than 50%. So. It's a lot more efficient. But the second thing is, there's extremely few people out there that have 6-meter FM radios. They're going to hear you. You know, the band is, when it has openings, you can talk great distances. But right now, in this part of the sunspot cycle, even during the summer, there's been a few openings even over this past weekend. They don't last too long, maybe a few hours, sometimes only a few minutes, half hour or so. But, you know, 6-meter mobile FM isn't, you know, I wouldn't put my money into that right now. I'd rather spend that same money or put that towards a quality dual band, 2 meter 440, even 10 meter FM. Yeah, there's a couple of repeaters that are around, but no. But that's my opinion on it, but you can talk to other people as well. And Andy, if you heard, I'm on vacation this whole week, so if at any point, even in the evenings, you want to try to come over and meet about the radio, that's fine. Just give me a call or whatever, and work out. Jay?
Thanks, Rich, and Phil, Pete, good to hear you again. Phil, the answer that you had asked me before, and I forgot to tell you, I put in a New York City repeater that's on the Empire State Building in that plug, and also one that's out east in Selden. So for your brother, he will definitely be able to reach the Selden one, and for you, you definitely can reach K2MAC. I can reach you from Westbury, so you should have no problem from your area. So there are 3 DMR repeaters already in that plug that you guys have from me. And then, of course, you can add more to it. I just don't know of any others in the area that I want to add. I know Neil added one in, where was it, the Bronx? Me, I don't think I can reach the Bronx from my house, so I didn't bother to put that one in. But there are more out there. If you go to DMR-MARC, you can do a search for local repeaters. DMR repeaters, that is. And Lou, I'm sure you're long gone, so I'll just pass it along to, I guess it goes back to K2YSK in the group.
Hey, K2YSK, W2SC Mobile. And, all right, Rich, UPS, I didn't realize you're in there, and sorry, Andy, you're a little under the weather. I would think, Rich, I guess I didn't catch what radio you were looking at, Andy, but, yeah, 6 is an interesting band. I love this. I go back to the AM days. late 60s when I was a kid, and had a lot of fun with 5 watts AM, and the band would be open. Boy, you could work all the way over to Colorado and Montana down to Florida. And, you know, it was really interesting. So, but I think a lot of the fellows are on sideband, and there might be some out there, but it's very limited. So then you're talking about getting a full mobile radio set up, you know, like 7, 8 or whatever, HF plus, you know, 62 and 440 and all that kind of thing. So Rich said it's probably better for you to go to 2 meter power. So I'm getting off the ice short here, so Phil, over to you.
Good morning, Rich. I didn't recognize the voice. I'm just so used to hearing you on Echo Link, I guess you're home. Jay, thank you very much. My brother had been fooling around with it. Started putting in some repeaters going up, whether he put them in correctly or not, we'll find out. But thanks for putting in those things. You're right, between the New York, the Queens, the Selden, we should have coverage right through, and I appreciate that. Radios are going to his house, so I'm sure he'll be programming mine as well as his. And I'll probably have to take a ride over there to get it. Over to you, Andy.
Moving right along, being rushed in about, I guess, 5 minutes or so. This, the TYT radio you guys get in the DMR, what you're doing is lead-based F repeaters, and then those repeaters, are they going to get farther than a regular repeater, or do they use the other repeaters to relay like a regular repeater? So if you're wet there, you can hit one. I'm not sure where it was, that around West Ferry area, and then it goes Selden. Our repeaters, are they more effective, or do they rely on the other repeaters to relay the connection?
Well, from my limited knowledge on this, and Jay can back me up or correct me if I'm wrong, they are linked in a way, but not the way that repeaters are linked right now, like 8.5 and Selden are. You can have different DMR repeaters in different locations, including even a different state or a different country, and if those repeaters are set up to carry the same talk group, which is similar to a sub-channel within that repeater pair, maybe the wrong terminology, but there are different types. There are local talk groups, there are regional talk groups, there are worldwide talk groups, so if you're talking, if there's a gentleman over in England, let's say, and he's on a DMR repeater and on one of the worldwide talk groups, and you access a repeater here with your HT, and that repeater has the same talk group on it, you'll be able to talk to each other. But you're not just talking from New York to England. You're also queuing up maybe several hundred other repeaters that are also on that talk group. So it's a different way of doing it. Very interesting how it's done, but there's a, you know, some things have to be done, these operating differently than what we currently are, because there's a lot more people involved with it. Jay?
Very good, Rich. On a more basic level, Andy, the repeaters are just regular, you know, 440 repeaters or 2 meter repeaters or whatever you have. So when I said I put in 3 repeaters, it's just like you are sometimes on the 440 machine, you're sometimes on Glen Oaks, you're sometimes on Selden. These are just 3 different repeater sites done, run by different clubs, including ours. They are linked through the internet. If you go on the, there are two, consider them two, they call them slots, but reality is it's like, it's kind of like your internet router at your house. You have a local side, which is all your equipment, and then you have the worldwide side. wide side where they're linked. So if you are just talking locally like we are here, you're not going out anywhere else. If you elect to go to a talk group that is handled out of slot one, that's worldwide, it's through the bridge, they call it the C bridge, then exactly what Rick said happens. But it's no better or worse signal quality or distance than your normal analog. I hope that helps. But in any case, guys, I got to sign out. I'm sitting in front of my office. So have a great day, and I'll be listening for you all. KC2YSK, I'll be clearing your final.
Hey, very good, KC2YSK. I'm going to sign out also. Rich Andy, Phil, I'll turn over to you, Phil, and start continuing. So very good. And, okay, you're taking steps there, Andy, and get to meter 440, go through one of the things that I make. And the fiction you always get involved with later on. And it's an interesting band, though, yeah. There's so much that's before you there. So, all right, take care, Phil. I'll catch you this afternoon. And all of you and Andy and Rich, nice to hear you home. Get used to you're on the Echo Link, so not much different. Take care, have a beautiful day, and feel better, Andy. W2S and T-Mobile, Phil. And Jay, catch you later, too.
73, have a great day, don't work too hard. Maybe I'll catch you on this afternoon. Jay, if you're still with 72, and thank you. There's not a question. Well, at least my brother will. I know you've been thinking about different radios, but right now I'm on the Baofeng, going through the Olinko in repeater mode. I absolutely love it.
That's great. I know the Baofeng can do that somehow. I know there's a YouTube clip on it. 73J, 73T. Small sound, that is helpful, guys. Great to hear this. I'm sorry, Jay, it is helpful. Kind of like the 9050 reflector. The more regional, half the country. I guess it's set up kind of that way. I'm in the office myself. Rich, I'll talk to you soon, okay? I appreciate it. Can you see us fly? I'll be clear to fly on the park of the car.
Okay, Andy, 73, and talk to you at some point this week, I guess. But just get better, that's the important thing. DHCUP is mobile, and I think it might just be you and I. Leave a pause, and if I'm wrong, someone will jump in.
Yeah, I have another couple of rounds, and then I'm going to start my day. It's too beautiful a morning not to take my walk. That's what I'll do. I know, I think you just recently got your DM on. Am I correct? And are you fooling around with it?
That's correct. Mine got delivered to my house last Wednesday. It got here in 2 days because I did not order mine from overseas on the AliExpress, Alibaba, or whatever. I ordered mine from a U.S. dealer here in South Carolina. Same radio. It's just that he had them in stock here. A little bit more money, but I got it as a package deal. It came with a bunch of other accessories. So I felt it was worth it. Plus, I had it in 2 days, so it got to my house on Wednesday. Up and operating. Played with it on Saturday for a couple of hours, trying to drain down the pack like the first two or three times to make sure it's get good life out of it later on, I hope. But it's very interesting. I know some guys don't like the audio quality. That was mentioned last night on TechNet. I don't have any issues with it. There's like zero static. Some of the voices sound a little tinny, but I think that's the particular radio that those guys are using. Some of the guys have the audio. It sounds just like they're standing right next to me. I mean, I have no trouble recognizing people.
Very good. Yeah, Yeah, I was listening to the TechNet last night. It's very interesting conversation. I think I probably would have been minimal the main topic of discussion at the beginning of the CMR. Yeah, because there is such a learning curve on it. It's not like when you first get on analog, you know, you just pick up a radio and start talking. Yeah, I heard that was interesting what Eric was saying about, you know, the bandwidth and everything. And that makes sense, makes perfect sense. I shall find out short, hopefully this week. Yeah, that's one thing analog will always, probably always have, better voice quality and everything. Because of the wider bandwidth. Over to you, Rich.
Of course. No matter what mode you're in, think about the regular AM broadcast station. Some of those guys' audio is unbelievable. It really sounds nice. And then you take this sideband signal, you know, and you take away the main carrier and the other half. You can get it tweaked in if the radio's good. It can sound pretty good, but usually people don't tune them in quite as much, and they sound a little Mickey Mouse-ish, but you can still recognize people. Same thing here. I mean, it's just they're using so much less bandwidth and then having to compress it in there. And I know Tim had that question last night about the difference between the plus and the plus two codecs or Vodec, the algorithms that they're using to compress and decompress the voice. And the only information I could find out last night about that was that the error correcting is better in the plus two version. So, you know, it helps handle a few dropped packets if that happens.
KD2CW. I found what Bobby said very interesting. Sounds like he really likes the Fusion bit so much better. And I didn't realize, because that's only one channel, so it's got a higher bandwidth. That reminds me of, your stereo system. A lot of people will tell you, a turntable with King and a vinyl record on a turntable. Sounds better. Yeah, because it's not they don't do sampling rates on that. It's getting to the full spectrum. So, yeah, it does sound better. Over to you, Rich.
ATCS mobile. But like Eric also explained, it really depends on the radio that you're using. I mean, at what level or how good a quality the radio that you're transmitting on is in the microphone, and then what type of receiver and speaker you're listening to it on. The guy could have the greatest audio in the world, and if your radio is not up to par or low-end or whatever, it's not going to sound so good. So, but, I really, like I said, I have no issues with the audio on it. Yes, it is a little bit different from FM. It's not quite as full fidelity, but I can recognize any voice that comes on there that I've spoken to. It's not distorted or anything. Different things. And then, when you key up the mic here, you can pretty much start talking right away. There, you have to key up and wait almost for like an acknowledgement tone to come back because it's a two-way communication. It's not just your radio transmitting to the repeater and then it's retransmitting your signal out on a different frequency. The repeater is in contact with your HT while you're transmitting to it. And it's communicating, it's syncing up. And if someone else is on the same time slot but a different talk group that you're not a member of or don't have your radio set to receive that talk group, you won't hear it, but your radio and the repeater won't allow you to transmit while they're transmitting, so you'll have to wait, you know, until it opens up.
Hey, that's pretty interesting. I would imagine if you're on a worldwide or anything but the local repeater, you gotta keep the conversation short then.
Yes, that's why they say, you know, not only is there a learning curve to the equipment, how to program, and chew, it definitely comes into play. You don't want to start rag chewing on a talk group that is keying up several hundred repeaters at a time, because even though they may not be listening to you, you're tying up their repeater, and you're not allowing them to talk on their, you know, on that particular time slot, so... there's calling, just similar to here, like where they say you should call on a
national calling frequency and then move off to another simplex frequency to carry on the conversation. Similar type of things there. There are some talk groups that are basically for calling or meeting somebody, and then after you've made the contact, you're both on the air, you move off to another one that is not so heavily used or won't be covering such a big area.
Yeah, I understand now. Like I said, it's a learning curve. It'll take some time. That'd be interesting.